Morning News is brought to you by Sprague Sports on 32nd Street, Yuma's hunting and shooting headquarters and responsible gun ownership since 1956.
Don't spend more than you have to on your mobile service. Spectrum Mobile could save you up to 40% versus what you're paying now. And nationwide 5G is included in every data plan. Plus, Spectrum delivers the fastest overall speeds and has the most reliable mobile service, coast to coast, with no hidden taxes, fees, or contracts. Visit SpectrumMobile.com today. 40% savings based on a comparison of single-line comparable unlimited plans amongst major national carriers as of 1/27/2021. Fastest overall speed, most reliable. Based on Nielsen speed test, latest FCC report, and Root metrics.
H&R Block has many options to make filing your taxes easy. Our tax pros can help you get your max refund with or without the office visit. Drop in, drop off, or a tax pro can even do your taxes virtually. Send some pics from your phone without leaving home. Just another way Block has your back.
All tax situations are different. Not everyone gets a refund.
So when you need a hand with your taxes, H&R Block is here for you. Drop off your taxes today at their offices in Yuma, the Foothills, or San Luis, and let their experienced tax professionals help get your taxes won.
The following program on 560 KBLU is a paid program. All opinions expressed by the program participants are solely their current opinions and do not reflect the opinions of 560 KBLU, El Dorado Broadcasters, LLC, their respective parent companies or affiliates, or the companies with which the program participants are affiliated and may have been previously disseminated by them. The program participants' opinions are based upon information they consider reliable, but neither 560 KBLU, El Dorado Broadcasters, nor its affiliates, nor the companies with which such participants are affiliated, warrant its completeness or accuracy, and it should not be relied upon as such.
Welcome to Life, Death, and the Law, presented by the law firm of Deason, Garner, and Hanson, hosted by attorneys Sean Garner and Adam Hanson.
Good morning, Yuma. This is Sean Garner. I'm an attorney with Deason, Garner, and Hanson, and I'm in studio here with Mr. Russ Clark. Good morning, sir.
Good morning.
And our guest, now frequent
guest on the flyer.
Show. Yeah, frequent flyer on the show. We got Mr. Howard Blitz, founder of the Freedom Library. Welcome.
Well, thank you, Sean. Thank you for allowing me to sit in here.
Appreciate it.
It's always a pleasure. And Howard, you are a constant student of the Constitution. And we're going to be talking today more about the Constitution because this show is called Life, Death, and the Law, and it's about estate planning in general. So our whole point for the law firm, Deason, Garner, and Hanson, is to help people protect their property and pass it all along to their heirs or continue their legacy how they see fit, not how the government sees fit. Or not how somebody else sees fit, but how they see fit with the least amount of government intervention possible. And so in order to do that, we need to understand our rights. We need to understand originally how the framers of the Constitution put it together, what their mindset was behind that, how it's being implemented today, and so how those rights are being interpreted by the lawmakers today, and what we need to do to either stand up for the rights or to get back to the point where those rights are readily recognized among society as well as our lawmakers in general. So, Howard, you wanted to talk about the judicial branch. I want to talk a little bit about the legislative branch. And so I don't think those are conflicting issues.
No.
But can we start the discussion with the executive
whatever you
branch?
Want. Okay. It's your show. You can... You tell me.
All right. Well, so the executive branch gets a lot of press, and it's the president of the United States. And almost every day in the newspaper, it's something else about the president of the United States wants to do this or wants to do that, as if the president is not only making the laws, but he's also interpreting the laws, and he's also executing the laws. And it should not be the case. Originally, in the Constitution, Article 1 of the Constitution establishes Congress, and Congress makes the laws. It is our legislative branch. And then Article 2 of the Constitution establishes the executive branch, and the executive branch is to enforce the laws. It's to faithfully keep the Constitution, And that is to recognize that it doesn't make laws. It just recognizes which laws were made by representatives elected to the legislative branch, by the people, and it enforces those laws. And then the third branch of the Constitution is the judicial branch. And that branch is intended to interpret the laws and hold courts to determine whether or not the laws have been broken. Yeah. And so the executive branch can do its job, and the legislative branch has some actual foundation. So the executive branch, how do we appoint the executive? How do we appoint the president of the United States? Many people understand, well, it's by a vote, a national vote across, you know, all 50 states, and then we appoint the president. And it's becoming more and more outspoken about the Electoral College, about the real way that we actually appoint the president of the United States, or elect or nominate the president of the United States, is through the Electoral College. And most people don't understand the Electoral College. And I'll tell you, it's confusing, and I think mostly because of the terminology that's used, not because of the concept. The concept's actually very simple. Mm-hmm. It's kind of like a trust. A trust, at first, is difficult to kind of wrap your head around it, because it's an entity that exists as soon as you write it down on paper. It didn't exist before you wrote it down on paper, right. And then it exists after. And sometimes it exists even when you don't write it down on paper. And so what is the Electoral College? Well, the Electoral College is a group of individuals that are appointed by the legislative branches of each state to cast electoral votes for the president. And there's one electorate for each congressperson representative in Congress in the state. So, for example, Arizona has 9 members of the House in the House, representatives in the House in Congress, and then 2 senators. So that makes up 11 electors. So we have 11 electorate votes. Now, there are a total of 435 members in Congress, in the House of Congress, mm-hmm. and there's 100 members in the Senate. So that makes up 535 electors out there. And so, obviously, we understand that members of Congress are made up proportionately by the populations of the states. And then each state has 2 senators. So there you go. Arizona has 11, Georgia has, I believe, 13, and so on and so forth. And most states now have a winner-take-all approach when it comes to using their electoral votes and applying those to which candidate should be elected to the presidency. Arizona is one of those states. There are a couple of states that don't have that winner-take-all approach. And so the winner-take-all approach, I would say there's some real pros and cons to that. But let's define a little bit more of the winner-take-all approach. You want to take a shot at it?
Well, let me go back, because you brought up several different concepts here. Your initial comments, you know, were about the legislative branch being authorized to make all law. And in the press today, and for the last, I don't know how many decades, you know, you get the impression that the president will raise your taxes, or the president will spend this money, or the president will do this, or the president can't do any of this stuff unless it's authorized and passed by Congress and signed by him. So the president is only, he's an executive. He's supposed to execute. He's not supposed to make any law. And he violates, every president has violated the Constitution ever since, I don't know, probably back even from the beginning. I mean, a great violation is the Declaration of War. We're at war all over the planet, and there's never been a declaration of war by Congress. No bill has been put forth in Congress to authorize a declaration of war on anybody. So we're at war unconstitutionally, and we've been at war since the Korean War with the rest of the world unconstitutionally.
And that's a good point, because we understand that the executive branch also carries the authority or the title as commander-in-chief. So he's the commander-in-chief over the Army and Navy
but
military forces.
But that only means he's the highest-ranking military officer who happens to be a civilian,
yes,
which is on purpose,
mm-hmm,
of the armed services. That's all he is. He's not a king. He's not a dictator. Okay? He can't just take the troops. They're not his troops.
Oh, I laugh painfully.
Well, it is.
But this is
why we have issues today.
Yeah.
We have tremendous amount of issues just because of the fact that we've got people all over the planet at war with the rest of the world. Because these people come back, and they're affected by it. And they get assimilated back into real life, and that's impacting their life. They're impacting their families' lives, their friends' lives. This is why we got issues in this country. We really do. And this Constitution has everything to do with our own personal lives.
Well, now, yeah, and the Constitution states that the president is the commander-in-chief over the Navy and the Army,
mm-hmm,
but they're only mobilized during times of war. And so when... And only Congress has the authority to declare war.
Yep.
And Congress has not declared war since World War II. So, therefore, since we're not actually at a state of war, he's not a commander-in-chief over a mobilized army because we're not actually in a state of war. Therefore, he's exercising authority that's in excess of his power under the Constitution. He does not have power over the military branch unless we're at war.
And it's not just the current president. People need to understand that it's not just the current president. It's been all the presidents.
Yeah.
It's got nothing to do with whether you're a Democrat or Republican.
Right. We got to take a break here. We're going to come back. This is 560
AM. I'll answer your question about the Electoral College.
Okay. 560 KBLU.
More thought-provoking conversation coming up next on Life, Death, and the Law right here after this.
Yuma, Dave Ramsey here. If you listen to our show or know anything about us, then you know I only recommend products and services I trust and I believe in. That's why when it comes to protecting your assets and planning for your loved one's future, you've got to call my friends Sean Garner and Adam Hansen at the law firm of Deason, Garner, and Hansen. I encourage you to take the first step and attend a free, no-pressure seminar and learn all of your options. The firm of Deason, Garner, and Hansen has been educating the Yuma community for over 40 years, and this is the only area of law that they practice. Sean and Adam believe in giving free education to help people make smart decisions about their assets and help them leave a legacy for their family that they can be proud of. Schedule a free personal consultation today. Call 783-4575 or visit yumaestateplanning.com.
Weather is brought to you by Ed Whitehead's Tire Pros, with four locations to serve all of your tire needs.
Sunshine and slightly cooler today, as an area of low pressure brings us some northerly winds, a little bit breezy at times, 93 this afternoon, starting to warm back up tomorrow, 95 the high tomorrow. When you're looking to hire people fast, better late than never doesn't cut it. Fortunately, Indeed has Instant Match. Sponsor a job and you'll instantly receive a list of quality candidates whose resumes on Indeed match your job description. More at Indeed.com/credit. I'm meteorologist Terry Smith from the Weather Channel.
Be sure to listen Sunday afternoon from noon to 2 for the radio show that talks about all things real estate with award-winning broadcaster Stephen Gasquet. It's everything you need to know about your home, from buying and selling. Brought to you by PhD. When your home needs a professional home doctor, call PhD 344-9111.
Are you struggling to find quality employees? Tired of placing the same old Sunday classifieds or getting lost in the online job boards and getting the same results? Then you need to call us today at 344-4980 and put radio to work for you. It's fast. Place an ad today and have it on air tomorrow. Whether you're looking for hourly workers or to fill highly specified job descriptions, placing an ad on radio will help you fill these positions quickly. Call 344-4980 today and put radio recruitment to work for you.
You've helped them every step of the way, preschool to elementary school, elementary to high school too.
For too many, this is where their journey ends. The cost of college, vocational school, or other continued learning is simply too much. So I encourage you to open an AZ 529 education savings plan. I'm Arizona State Treasurer Kimberly Yee. You can choose from a variety of plans. Funds can be used for a range of educational expenses and educational choices. To learn more, visit AZ529.gov.
You're listening to Life, Death, and the Law, presented by Deason, Garner, and Hanson, the law firm that has been voted Yuma's best 6 years in a row.
Welcome back, Yuma. This is Sean Garner. I'm an attorney with Deason, Garner, and Hanson, and we talk about estate planning, which deals with your property, which is a fundamental right that you have, and that's an inalienable right. We should be respecting that, especially as citizens of the United States, which has it written directly in the Constitution. And in order to really protect your property, you need to understand your rights. And so that's why we spend so much time talking about the Constitution. I want to make one correction. We were talking about the electoral votes, and I talked about Arizona has 11 electoral votes. Georgia has 9. I misspoke. I said Georgia had 13. Hmm. There are two states that don't have a winner-take-all approach, and that means that the state doesn't look at the popular vote for the citizens of its state in determining how to cast all the electoral votes that it possesses. And those two states...
We're in Nebraska and Maine, and I think you mentioned to me at the break, Nebraska has 4 electoral votes. Is that correct?
Five
electoral votes, which means they have 3 congressional districts in the state. And then how many electoral votes does Maine have?
4.
4. So they've got 2 congressional districts in their state. So the way those work is that each congressional district, depending upon which candidate wins the district, say you've got 2 candidates, candidate A wins one district, and candidate B wins the other district, then they'll prorate their electoral votes. It'd be 50-50, okay? So each candidate would get 2 electoral votes. Same thing with in Nebraska. They would have 3 congressional districts, so they'd have a proration. So maybe you've got one candidate that wins 2 of the congressional districts, and one of the candidates wins the other one. So the one that won 2 would get 3/5 of their electoral votes. Okay?
Yeah.
So that would be the proration. Everybody else, like you just mentioned, it's a winner-take-all.
So, and why do you think that they do that? Why is it a winner-take-all? Because in this latest election, let's just take a look at the numbers here. Joe Biden received 1,672,143 votes, okay? Mm-hmm. President Trump, 1,661,686, so 49.4% compared to 49.1%. But all of the 11 electoral votes that Arizona has went to Joe Biden. Right. Why would we do that? Why wouldn't we want... So I have no representation as to the presidential candidate because I was 0.3% in the minority.
Yeah. Yeah.
And that feels a bit unfair. I don't have my representative interest, and I don't know, that feels a little bit like I've been disenfranchised.
Yeah, it does, because we're back to a democracy type vote, and we really don't want to, you know, the government was never set up to be a democracy in the first place. And actually, the whole electoral system doesn't really follow the way it was originally intended. Each state legislature was supposed to determine how these electors were going to be either nominated or elected or whatever. But technically speaking, people would run for this position called an elector. Okay? So in our case, we'd have 11 people run. It wasn't to have anything to do with political parties at all. Each elector then who gets elected can vote for any of the candidates they want. But that's not how it ended up. Now, the way it works is the state legislatures have appointed, have determined that, okay, each party is going to determine who their electors are going to be. So now the electors are basically obligated to the party to vote for their party's candidate.
Yeah.
Okay. And if they and now they've made it into law that it's that you're that's a criminal act if you do otherwise. There was a time there were some electors, very rarely did this happen, but some electors would break from their party and vote for the other candidate. But that is extremely rare. But now they've made it a criminal act to do that. So you have to vote for the your candidate. So if you've got Republicans, Democrats, Libertarians, Green, whatever, each one of those parties has 11, in Arizona, they would have 11 electors. And those names are listed under those respective candidates. When we went to the polls last November, that's what we were seeing. We saw the candidate's name, but below the candidate's name were 11 names of individuals, and that's who you were actually voting for. Because those people, depending upon which candidate got the most popular vote, then those electors, say in this case, Joe Biden, a Democrat, won Arizona. So the 11 Democratic electors went to Phoenix, and they were obligated to vote for Joe Biden. They couldn't vote for Donald Trump or Joe Jorgensen or anybody else.
Right. And so when you have congressional districts that are predominantly Republican, they're totally they're voiceless.
Yeah.
They're silenced by this. And I understand we want Arizona to have the greatest weight possible to cast towards the candidate that is going to be the president of the United States, and so that's the concept behind that. But at the same time, we feel that many people that are just barely in the minority, at least, feel like they've been totally disenfranchised by having any type of voice in that. Plus, what it does also is it disincentivizes the presidential candidates from paying any attention to the states that have the winner-take-all approach, which is most of them, right? Yep. And focus only on what we call the swing states, the states that are very close. And so now, right now, Arizona is a swing state, and so is Nevada, and so is Georgia, and so is Wisconsin, and so is Michigan.
Yep.
And those states get all the focus, whereas states like California that have a huge population and states like New York that have a huge population don't get as much focus. And then what we hear afterwards is, well, the popular vote went towards so-and-so. Well, yeah, because those states are historically Democratic, and the presidential candidate didn't spend any time there, because if he loses even by 0.01%, then he's not going to get a single electoral vote. So why would it make any sense to spend any time there?
Exactly.
And that may be something worth thinking about overall. Of course, individually, we don't have a whole lot of power towards it, but we do have more power the more we understand the concept.
Yeah, yeah. And that's why political parties really have taken over control, because of the fact that each state legislature has basically assigned. That's how they decided to do this electoral college and have the electors developed and elected and nominated or appointed. They've given the authority to the various political parties. So each political party decides who the electors are going to be. Well, those electors are obligated to those parties, and they shouldn't be. They shouldn't be obligated to anybody. They need to be independent thinking people and decide for themselves who the best candidate is, so that in Arizona's case, with 11 electors, you might have 2 vote for the Republican candidate, 3 vote for a Libertarian candidate, 4 for a Democratic candidate, 1 for a Green Party candidate, you know, whatever. That's the way it was supposed to be, but unfortunately, political parties got developed.
That would be a much better approach, because what makes America great with capitalism is competition, mm-hmm. right? And if there's only two big companies that run everything, yeah. well, then there's not very much competition,
yeah.
right? But when you have a lot of small companies that are all striving to become better and create better, more efficient ways to provide goods and yep. services, then things develop rapidly.
Yeah.
And what we've done in the United States is we've regressed to a two-party system mm-hmm. where we just have the Republicans and the Democrats. And since it's a winner-take-all, if we don't vote for one of those parties, we're thought to have thrown away our vote. But if each congressional district allowed its electoral vote to count, then a congressional district that had a popular Libertarian yeah. or Green Party member, yeah. they could actually have a voice. And then yeah. we could actually have some more competitive yeah. discussion or open-minded discussion about what are some good policies to implement, instead of just, are you going to align with this side of the aisle or that side of the aisle?
Yeah, the only way you can have more competition is to have less government control of the market. In other words, there's no permits involved. If you want more competition in the marketplace, then there's no room for government permission slip, government permits to build that or to change this. Okay, there's none of that. And there's so many, but that's the true nature of what free enterprise means.
Yeah.
Free enterprise means that enterprise is free of government regulation. Well, we've got so much government regulation in the marketplace today, both in the political marketplace and the personal marketplace, that there's no room for competition.
It's a rigged game.
It's a very much rigged game.
We got to take a break. This is 560 AM KBLU, Life, Death, and the Law.
Have a question? Our phone lines are open. Call 344-5258. That's 344-KBLU.
Hey, Yuma, Dave Ramsey here. If you listen to our show or know anything about us, then you know I only recommend products and services I trust and I believe in. That's why when it comes to protecting your assets and planning for your loved one's future, you've got to call my friends Sean Garner and Adam Hansen at the law firm of Deason, Garner, and Hansen. I encourage you to take the first step and attend a free, no-pressure seminar and learn all of your options. The firm of Deason, Garner, and Hansen has been educating the Yuma community for over 40 years, and this is the only area of law that they practice. Sean and Adam believe in giving free education to help people make smart decisions about their assets and help them leave a legacy for their family that they can be proud of. Schedule a free personal consultation today. Call 783-4575 or visit YumaEstatePlanning.com.
Your Arizona Lottery $1 million moment isn't the moment you found out you've won.
It's the tuition is completely covered moment.
It's the house is totally paid off moment.
It's the never have to work again moment.
It's the family vacation you've always wanted to take moment.
It's the sharing it with people you love the most moment.
And from now through May 31st, enter the Arizona Lottery's $1 million giveaway at azplayersclub.com. Your $1 million moment awaits.
We tend to be more productive, know a thing or two about overcoming obstacles, and we tend to perform above the norm in quality and quantity of work. We are members of Arizona's Deaf, Hard of Hearing, and Deaf-Blind community. Despite how good we are at work, too many of us remain unemployed. So let's get to work changing that. Next time you're hiring, bring us in for an interview. To learn more about the Let's Get to Work initiative, visit changeyourperception.org. That's changeyourperception.org.
If they were in the business of building better vacuum cleaners, chances are your rug would be pretty darn clean. If they spent the time thinking about lawnmowers, you'd probably be the envy of your neighbors. If piecing together go-karts was their bag, you'd be the fastest kid in the alley. They'd probably be good at a lot of different things, but they're in the business of building motorcycles, and it's what they do best. Harley-Davidson brand motorcycles. The time is now for you to make the lifelong commitment to ride. Visit Bobby's Territorial Harley-Davidson today at 2550 East Gila Ridge Road in Yuma.
Arizona, as Keith Urban would say, blue ain't your color. It's time that we make Arizona red again. Hi, this is Dr. Bob Branch with the Power of Fives. We're looking for great conservatives to run for all statewide and legislative district offices. Have you ever thought about running for political office? If so, we would love to talk to you. Contact us at thepowerofives.com. That's thepowerofives.com.
You're listening to Life, Death, and the Law, presented by Deason, Garner, and Hanson, the law firm that has been voted Yuma's best 6 years in a row.
Welcome back, Yuma. This is Sean Garner. I'm an attorney with Deason, Garner, and Hanson. We do estate planning, and if you want to learn more about estate planning and how to protect your property and make sure that it's preserved for your intended legacy, the legacy you've established during your lifetime and everything you've worked hard for to establish, then go to our website. It's yuma.law. That's the caveat that some people get confused about. www.yuma.law or estateplanning.com. And you will find a seminar that will explain to you how trusts and wills function to help people avoid probate. It'll also explain how power of attorney, healthcare power of attorney, and other appropriate documents help prevent people from losing the ability to have decisions made by people that know, love, and respect them and want to honor their wishes. So again, that's yuma.law. You can watch this seminar for free. There's no cost. There's no hidden catches. And if you want to follow up with a free consultation, then either book an appointment online, dial the phone number right there on the website, or call our office at 928-783-4466. Back to the Constitution. We were talking about how oftentimes we feel like we're playing in a rigged game when we are attempting to either build houses or build an office building or make a business of any kind. There are so many restrictions and permits that are required that are so confusing that it takes an expert to navigate through the labyrinth of all the red tape that you feel at a disadvantage well before you even open your business doors.
Yeah, tomorrow night at the Freedom Library, the Freedom Library's annual awards forum, where we're rewarding, where it'll be awarding its scholarships. It's also going to be, it's going to be featuring a documentary on Ayn Rand. And she talks about, in her two major works, Atlas Shrugged and The Fountainhead, this very topic about having government permission to do anything. And I think it's going to be an enlightened documentary to listen to, because she's got some interesting ideas about the function of government and what its purpose is. And so everybody's welcome. There's going to be there's a Zoom link, so if you can't make it in person tomorrow night, you can email the Freedom Library at info@freedomlibrary.org, and we can get you a Zoom link. But yeah, it's the way a free society is supposed to work is the individual has the rights already. They're endowed by their creator with these inalienable rights. And the whole purpose for government's existence is to make sure that we get to keep these rights, that they're not infringed upon by other people. But we've got the government now doing the infringement. And that was the danger about creating the Constitution to begin with. Guys like Patrick Henry and George Mason and Edmund Randolph and all these folks, they were very, very hesitant about creating this national government. because they said the natural tendency, you're going to rue the day you created this monster because it's going to grow into one, and we're going to wind up with the same kind of government that we just got through throwing off with a lot of bloodshed. And we really don't want that. We don't want that for our posterity. They wrote the document. It says so in the preamble. They wrote this document for not only themselves, but for us too. And they were very leery. And that's why they put in the Bill of Rights. They tried to restrict the power of government as best they could. But, you know, it was written by human beings. And human beings, being what they are, their natural tendency is to want to control things. And that's okay as long as it's just you that you're trying to control. As soon as you branch out to trying to control everybody else, now you got an issue.
Well, and when we get back to the Constitution, we often look at the result, where we are today as a society, and then we say, well, I guess the Constitution wasn't very good because look at where we're at. Look at what the executive branch is doing. Look at what the governor is doing. Look at all of the restrictions on our freedom that they are placing. And I want to point out, it's not the Constitution that has failed.
Right.
It's the people that have failed the Constitution.
Right.
We are the trustees of freedom. Constitution outlined the rules of freedom. Now, I get back to this trust concept because that's what I am. Mm-hmm. I'm a trust attorney. Mm-hmm. I understand these things. And and so when an individual comes to me and says, listen, I've worked very, very hard to develop this business. Let's say that this business is installing water softeners and water purification systems, okay? And in Yuma, that's a big deal. And they worked very hard building this business from the ground up. And they want to pass down this business to their son or daughter or both. And they come to me and they say, how can we do this without the government tearing it apart and imposing so many taxes that there's just nothing left but scraps after I'm dead and then the probate is completed? And I say, okay, let's put together a plan. So what we do is we write up a trust. And a trust will allow you to hold that business in a private document that will have ownership over the business and all assets that the business have, and then also have ownership over bank accounts and vehicles and real estate. And so those assets can pass to your heirs, to your either children or whoever you choose to be your successor, free of court intervention. And so you set that up in advance and you say, okay, now I need a trustee to manage this. Now, initially, I'll be the trustee to manage all these assets that are in this trust. And I'm going to manage my business and my house and my car as I see fit. And then I want to know somebody that I align with, that thinks like I do and will follow through with my intentions when I'm sick or no longer here. And that person will carry out my instructions. And the framers of the Constitution did the exact same thing. They said, we've established this freedom. Mm-hmm. And it was no small sacrifice to obtain freedom. And now we've got the freedom, but freedom, and this is a common quote from President Reagan, is yet a generation away from being lost. And that is because only the generation that sustains that freedom actually will be able to maintain it. And once that generation is gone, the next generation may lose it unless they actually grab hold of the concepts of freedom and enforce the rules that protect that freedom. And so they are the trustees. And we, the people, are the trustees of that freedom. Now, we elect representatives to represent us in a general voice. Otherwise, there'd be mass confusion. So we need some orderly fashion to read, understand, and execute the laws of the Constitution. But what we've had is legislatures that will just bow to the public demand, and we're being ruled by mobocracy. Yeah. And that is why laws are being made in the name of George Floyd, who passed away, unfortunately, but does not represent the act that caused his death, does not represent police in general. Mm-hmm. And his death does not represent the, or that the act that causes death does not represent the American people. Yet the American people are going to be subject to a law that is a direct result and catered around the facts of his death. That is wrong. That is not a proper upholding of freedom and the managerial responsibilities of the people to uphold the Constitution and what it stands for.
Well, and what you said, Sean, that's why education is so important for each generation to learn and understand the nature of the Constitution, the nature of government, why the Constitution was written in the first place, what's the Constitution's purpose, what's government's function. All of these questions. That's why it's so important for people to learn this. And I know it can be a pretty dry subject, but actually it's a very fascinating subject.
It's only a dry subject if you don't love freedom.
Yeah.
Because you can apply a very personal approach to every aspect of the Constitution.
To your
Constitution
life.
Is not very long to read.
No, it's not. And it applies to everybody's personal life, whether they think it does or not. It really does. The artist sculptor that's going to be sculpting the Statue of Liberty for us, for the Freedom Library, made that statement. He said, you know, this statue really represents why I can do what I do. I can be the sculptor artist that I want to be because of the U.S. Constitution. So it applies to all of us. It allows us to develop ourselves. And this is what Ayn Rand was talking about in both of her books and what the documentary is going to show tomorrow night, how the individual in a free society can just develop himself to the best he can be. That's the function of being human she's talking about. So it's really an exciting subject. It really is.
Who's invited to attend this annual awards forum?
The whole world.
Good.
No, we don't.
How do you get
have
there?
Too much room for the whole world to show up, and I don't expect the whole world to show up. But it's located at 2035 South Arizona Avenue at the north end of the Yuma Sun newspaper building.
Perfect.
And you can come in person or you can watch it online. So
we got to take a break. We're going to come back. This is 560 AM KBLU, Life, Death, and the Law.
Have a question? Our phone lines are open. Call 344-5258. That's 344-KBLU.
Hey, Yuma, Dave Ramsey here. If you listen to our show or know anything about us, then you know I only recommend products and services I trust and I believe in. That's why when it comes to protecting your assets and planning for your loved one's future, you've got to call my friends Sean Garner and Adam Hansen at the law firm of Deason, Garner, and Hansen. I encourage you to take the first step and attend a free, no-pressure seminar and learn all of your options. The firm of Deason, Garner, and Hansen has been educating the Yuma community for over 40 years, and this is the only area of law that they practice. Sean and Adam believe in giving free education to help people make smart decisions about their assets and help them leave a legacy for their family that they can be proud of. Schedule a free personal consultation today. Call 783-4575 or visit yumaestateplanning.com.
Hope lives here in California. But during these challenging times, we could all use a little extra support. Visit calhope.org for free COVID-19 emotional support resources or call our warm line at 1-833-317-4673.
Are you tired of sitting behind a desk all day? Maybe you are tired of doing the same thing day after day after day. I am Ricky Mitchell, the director of sales of the best radio stations in Yuma. And if I just described you and your current job situation, you are outgoing, never met a stranger, you are a sales professional, and most of all, you like to have fun, then we need to talk. El Dorado Broadcasters has an immediate opening and you could be the one to join our team. Call me now, 329-3086, 329-3086. El Dorado Broadcasters is an equal opportunity employer.
Remember when you were a kid on Christmas, opening that toy? That's how I feel when I open my York heat pumps, traditional or two-stage. And they are so pretty on your roof, with easy financing on approved credit and Yuma's best warranties. York heat pumps, so hot you'll want to service your own AC this summer. Visit me on acyuma.com or call us at 329-7384.
Give Air Central a call or just log on to acyuma.com.
Grown-ups devise a plan and follow it. Children do what feels good. Take responsibility for your family's future and get your estate in order. Call my friends Sean Garner and Adam Hansen, attorneys at the law firm of Deason, Garner, and Hansen. Sean and Adam believe in giving free education to help people make smart decisions about their assets and leave a legacy for their family that they can be proud of. Schedule a consultation today. Visit YumaEstatePlanning.com.
You're listening to Life, Death, and the Law, presented by Deason, Garner, and Hanson, the law firm that has been voted Yuma's best 6 years in a row.
Welcome back, Yuma. This is Sean Garner. I'm here with Mr. Howard Blitz. He's the founder of the Freedom Library, and Mr. Russ Clark.
Morning.
And so we have been talking about the Constitution. We've been talking about the executive branch and the judicial branch. Let's talk a little bit about this event that's occurring tomorrow night. It's the 25th annual awards forum. So 25 years of this going on. Congratulations.
Yeah.
That's pretty amazing.
We celebrated 25 years in January.
That's quite a contribution to the community and quite a bit of your life, a lot of time and effort that you've contributed. How much money have you made off of this?
I don't know, but the Freedom Library's focus is to award scholarships,
mm-hmm.
and we've awarded $108,000 in 25 years to, I don't know, maybe 150 people or so, something like that.
Because you've been teaching these classes. You've been teaching them on the Constitution. Yeah. You teach classes on economics as well.
Right.
What other subjects do you teach classes on?
Well, we have kids' classes available, which also involve economics and the law and Constitution. So it's basically those two subject matters.
So, and you're hired by the Freedom Foundation?
Well, I'm not exactly hired. I'm a volunteer of the Freedom Library.
So
we don't have any paid staff.
So you haven't become personally enriched by doing this?
No.
What is your motivation?
Because I think it's extremely important that if we want to preserve freedom and individual liberty in this country and not wind up in the dustbins of tyranny, then we need to have more people understand free market, you know, what economics is all about and what freedom is all about and what the U.S. Constitution is all about. Because if we don't, we are becoming just like any other society. We're going to become a tyranny. We're well on our way today. And the only thing I know how to do is teach. I don't know how to do anything else. So I started this thing 25 years ago, and the Freedom Library's sole mission is to help individuals learn and understand these ideas on liberty and freedom. Because it's what freedom and liberty and individual liberty is, in fact, it's a proven fact. I mean, all you got to do is look at the world around you. In those areas where there's freedom and individual liberty, there's food on the table for people, there's houses, there's roofs over people, there's beds to sleep in, there's everything people want. You go to Venezuela today, people are starving to death. People are starving to death in North Korea. People are starving to death in China, in the old Soviet Union, in Russia. In tyrannical societies, you don't have that kind of enrichness. It's only been because of free markets that we've been able to grow economically over time. Think about it. Is there anybody on the planet today escaping to go to North Korea? Is there anybody on the planet escaping to go to Cuba? Is there anybody on the planet escaping to go to China? Everybody's wanting to come here. We have this so-called immigration issue. We don't have an immigration issue if we get government out of immigration business, okay? We really wouldn't.
we'd have a free market. Yeah, people are going to make mistakes. Okay, there's no question about it. That's what it means to be free. You're going to make the wrong decision. We all do. But you know what? How else are we going to learn? How else are we going to know what is right and what is wrong by doing something that we're not supposed to be doing? How are we going to do it?
The Constitution is actually very simple.
It is.
It's brilliantly simple.
It's very simple.
And it's just poorly executed currently. And that's why we need to understand it, because we are trustees. We are the managers of this freedom, of this great inheritance that we have received from our forefathers at the cost of a lot of blood.
Yeah.
And I think that we're becoming complacent and even negligent at our duty to maintain these freedoms as a trustee, not only for ourselves currently and for our fellow citizens, but for our posterity.
Yeah.
And it is slipping away, and it won't be regained without a lot of bloodshed. And so we need to understand what our duty is, and that means going to the document, reading it, understanding it, and then holding our representatives accountable to enforcing its principles, and instead of using it as an excuse and taking away our freedoms. And just like you say, people in a free society, we have to build walls at times to maintain law and order, but it's not to keep people in. It's never to keep people in. It's to keep
the government out.
Yes, and
you know your analogy, Sean, of trust. You know, because you're in that business, and that's a tremendous analogy, because that's what we're trying to do. That's what the founders did. They wrote this trust document, just like. Your clients, you write trust documents for your clients to protect what you have, to protect what you have from the infringement of government, because that's what we're talking about.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm not going to go in and steal your client's assets. The government is the biggest threat. And this is what the founders understood. The biggest threat to human life is government. It is. It just is.
And like you've given the analogy before, it's like fire.
Yeah,
it's a very useful servant,
mm-hmm.
but it is also
dangerous.
Very
dangerous master.
Dangerous master, and so we need to understand our rights. Now, most people, they feel a little bit intimidated when they go to set the appointment to talk with me, because they feel like, you know what, I haven't studied up enough. Well, if you come in, I'll explain to you how simple a trust can be. Just like we've been trying to explain over the radio, how simple the Constitution is. We get through the Constitution, like a provision of the Constitution and the majority elements or the principal elements of the Constitution, generally within a 45-minute show. We just talked about the executive branch.
Yeah.
And we talked about how the executive is elected and the general powers of the executive and the duty of the executive in 45 minutes. It's pretty simple, the concept. What we need now to know is what do you want to do? What are you going to do as a people, and how do you want to use this branch of government to benefit you, which that's what it is. It's a public servant.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what I do as a trust attorney, is I say, come on in. I'll explain to you how a trust works very quickly. Now, if you watch the video beforehand, yuma.law, just go to yuma.law and watch our free video. You'll get a very good general concept, but don't bring any paperwork in. Sit down, and it's my job to pick from your brain what your wishes and what's important to you, what your desires are for your legacy, mm-hmm. and outline it for you. And within 45 minutes, I will have an outline that you will see whether or not I understand what you're telling me, and then whether or not I know what I'm talking about. And then we'll be able to make a decision from there whether or not we need to put something, a document together that can keep not only the government out of your pocket, and protect your legacy for your family or for whatever institution that you feel an allegiance to, but also from other attorneys, because the laws right now are so complicated that if you leave your estate up to statutory under the law to be distributed by intestate succession, so statutory law,
yeah.
then
which is the government.
Which is the government. It's going to be excessively complicated.
Yeah.
So my job is to uncomplicate it. Allow you to make the rules. You tell me what you want. I'm very good at crafting the language in a way that will be honored throughout the land, throughout all 50 states. And so what you wish to happen can be done without excessive interference by attorneys, courts, or the government.
I can attest to what you're saying, because when my aunt died 20 years ago, there was a section of her will and trust missing.
Uh-huh.
And oh my goodness, the complications that were involved just because three or four sentences were missing.
Yeah. I'm dealing right now with.
So I would encourage everybody to listen to what you're talking about.
Yeah, and there are a lot of little nuances that you need to understand, and it's worth, for me, when it comes to plumbing, it's worth paying a plumber that knows what they're doing rather than risk my house being flooded. And for you, it's worth paying somebody that knows where to put the periods and where to put the commas to make sure that what you say will be correctly interpreted by those that come after you and are entrusted to enforce your wishes. Yeah. So that's all the time that we have for today. Howard, thank you so much.
Thank you.
Those who are listening, please attend tonight. It is tomorrow night, the 25th Annual Awards Forum, and you can find more information about it at freedomlibrary.org.
If you have questions or want to know more about something that was discussed today, please call the law firm of Deason, Garner & Hanson at 928-783-4575 or visit yumaestateplanning.com.
The preceding show on 560 KBLU was a paid program. All opinions expressed by the program participants are solely their current opinions and do not reflect the opinions of 560 KBLU, El Dorado Broadcasters LLC, their respective parent companies or affiliates, or the companies with which the program participants are affiliated and may have been previously disseminated by them. The program participants' opinions are based upon information they consider reliable, but neither 560 KBLU, El Dorado Broadcasters LLC, nor its affiliates, nor the companies with which such participants are affiliated, warrant its completeness or accuracy, and it should not be relied upon as such.
From the 1 Hour Air Conditioning and Heating Studio, this is News Talk 560 KBLU, Yuma.